This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Four candidates are on the ballot for the Steamboat Springs School District in November. They are Kim Lemmer, Lauren Reynolds, A.J. Summers, and Jane Toothaker. In Moffat County, there will not be an election for the district's Board of Education in November. There are no contested seats. Incumbent board members Heather Cannon and Chris Thome will return to the board. Jennifer Matern is the sole candidate for a third seat, so she will join the board in November. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Governor Polis have issued a public health order. It has to do with COVID-19 vaccines. It's a standing order that allows pharmacists to provide COVID-19 vaccines without a prescription, and it went into effect on Friday. Some areas are moving from Stage 2 back to Stage 1 fire restrictions. This includes the White River National Forest and BLM Upper Colorado River District, also Eagle County and Garfield County. It's hunting season, rifle bear season, and archery season is through the end of the month. The wolf that was killing sheep in Rio Blanco County, we reported it here last week, turned out to be the uncollared yearling wolf from the Copper Creek Pack that Colorado Parks and Wildlife was not able to capture in Grand County last year. DNA analysis proved it was that last wolf from Grand County. Trappers went after it in Rio Blanco County and took the shot, but they were unable to find the carcass, according to CPW and Department of Ag officers with whom we spoke. The Dinosaur Quarry Exhibit Hall in the town of Dinosaur in western Moffat County will be closed to all visitor access through late October. Starts today. Work is being done on the road, the parking lot, and the sidewalk on the Utah side of the monument. The closure only affects the exhibit hall, also known as the Wall of Bones. Tickets are available for the Rubber Ducky Race for Hospice. It's coming up on September 16th. Northwest Colorado Health is selling those tickets for $10 at the clinic, Yampa Valley Bank, or online, and it supports the hospice program. Join your local veterans and friends and watch Monday Night Football at the newly renovated Veterans Center in Steamboat Springs on Lincoln Avenue. It's at 6 o'clock tonight. It's the Vikings versus the Bears. You can check out everything happening in the Yampa Valley on the community calendar on our website. And that is the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.